So a lot of times I hear people saying that, you know, music is horrible right now. You know, that, rap is just devolved, you know, into things that are just not hip hop. You know, I don't really think that. Maybe it's me just playing, you know, devil's advocate, but I feel like nowadays we're in like a perfect point because you have access to whatever you want. You know, you have your access to all the old shit that people of today are sampling, and you also have access to all the new shit. So like whatever you want to listen to, you have it at your fingertips, and you don't even have to really buy it. Like it's right there, you know. So me, I love sampling, and every day I'll find things. I'll be in a store and I'll hear some old song and I'll be like, holy shit, the Migos sampled that shit, you know. So like I love to know what it is. You can get a better feel for the song and everything like that. But you know, nowadays we do have our Lil Xans who don't appreciate hip hop whatsoever. We have all of these people who just have no respect for the elders, and I can't even act like, you know, I wasn't one of them, because I grew up saying I don't really fuck with Pac. People will be like, oh, Tupac this, Tupac that, and I think it was a subconscious thing just because I heard him being held in such a high regard that the rebellion in me was just like, all right, well then fuck it. I don't have to like that shit, you know? And I only heard a couple songs, but I was like, all right, I don't really fuck with Tupac. Until I grew up, you know, until I grew up and realized what it's like as a black man in America, you know? And then when I started kind of like, you know, going towards myself, kind of breaking away from, the kid I was at home and towards becoming my own self, you know, into more towards my own realizations. I listened to Tupac, you know, a lot of Tupac came up in my quest of self, and a lot of people quoted Tupac, and the more quotes I heard, and the more stories I heard and anecdotes from people about Tupac, the more I was like, okay, how can you not love Tupac, you know? Or how could you not at least respect the man, especially posthumously, because dude's not here to be able to beat these little kids' ass, to be able to say, well, fuck you, Dan. I don't know you, Xan, you know? So, and that's another thing. We need to give these legends their accolades while they're here, you know? Because we do this thing where we wait too long, and then we want to wait until people die, and then they'll be like, oh my god, I love this artist, and I love this, and I love that about them, oh my gosh, and they're gonna bump their music and all this, and all of a sudden they want to sample their songs and stuff. But it's like we never really give them their proper respect while they're here, you know. Like if I were to ever make it, one of the first people I'm going to see is Stevie Wonder. I love Stevie Wonder. Can you name a favorite Stevie Wonder song? I don't know. I can, because it'd be aiming, like trying to name your favorite breath. Like, that was a good one. No, Stevie Wonder has way too many hits. Way too many hits across his discography, you know? And if I were to ever make it in this music shit, you know, I would have to go to my contemporaries. I'd have to meet Stevie Wonder. I'd have to meet Sade. I'd have to meet Aretha Franklin, you know. I'd have to meet all of these peoples who played an integral part of my upbringing, an integral part of my musical tastes, you know. I'd have to. I would sample them. I would try to collaborate with them. You know, I would take pictures with them. You'd see me flexing a different way. I wouldn't be out here and, you know, flexing like, yeah, nigga, I'm off the lean, nigga. Niggas is off the lean. Look at my AP, nigga. Ooh, look at the wrist, it's Paddock, nigga, it's Paddock, cuz. First off, I don't even know what Paddock is, but you'd see a nigga flexing like, yo, I just met one of my idols, and he gave me some words of wisdom. Boom, picture on the gram, can you picture it? Bow, flat out, shimmy shimmy ya, and we're good to go. But yeah, man, you know, we need to give them accolades. We need to give them their props. You know, the ultimate clout. Because the day's gonna come where Stevie Wonder's not here anymore. You know, Stevie Wonder's not here anymore. You don't really hear too much from Stevie Wonder. He just made a statement talking about how this video of them, a group of black youth calling Bruno Mars a culture vulture, you know, and I love me a good culture vulture accusation. I'm about it, you know, because so much of the world borrows from the hip hop, R&B culture and doesn't want to give us any props. You know, doesn't want to acknowledge their place in hip hop. I'm talking Poop Malones, all those motherfuckers, especially Poop Malone. I hate that guy. But you know, they were going off talking about you know, how Bruno Mars is such a culture vulture and how she'd be happy or if dude died. Well, like really going hard. And Stevie Wonder had to speak up, like, look, player, I don't know what chip you got on your shoulder, player, but it's bullshit. And if Stevie Wonder says your argument is bullshit, it's bullshit. That's Stevie fucking Wonder, okay? That's Stevie fucking Wonder. Who doesn't like Stevie fucking Wonder? Clout. That's the type of clout that we need. You know, I would love to have Stevie Wonder on a song. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine like a really heartfelt hip hop song? Stevie Wonder on the hook. A new hook that you had never heard before. That's legendary shit. Kendrick needs to get on that. Yeah. Kendrick and Stevie Wonder. That would be an amazing duo. I love music, man. I love music. It's such a big part of my life, you know. And I'm not even really want to sit. But I would love to. Could you imagine being a rapper? Could you really imagine being a rapper? That would be awesome. The life that I'd live. Even like kind of the garbage rappers, like Childish Gambino, aka Donald Glover, very brilliant individual, on the rap frontier. I'm gonna say it's a no for me, dog. And this is a hard one because Donald Glover has probably been the guy I've most been compared to all my life, at least most of my life. First off, people say I look like the guy. I get that all the time. I got dreadlocks, you know, but people say I look just like Childish Gambino. I get that all the time since high school. I've been graduated for like 8 years now. But honestly, his music, Awaken My Love was great. Awaken My Love was great. His newest shit was fucking bomb. It was a complete 360 from what he was doing. But rapping wise, I've always been like meh to the guy, because first off, his voice, second off, he's whiny. He's like a 30-year-old guy talking about his sixth grade insecurities. But even his rap status, even with his garbage rap status, to have that level of popularity would be dope. People are out here singing your shit. You got all the little white kids out here like, no man, Childish Gambino's the truth. He's what real hip hop is. I'm sorry, sir, Ethan, but what do you know about real hip hop? What do you know? And I don't want to be racist or anything, but white people love to do that. You know, white people love to do that. That's real hip hop. What the fuck, nigga, do you know? about real hip hop. I live the shit. It's the plight of my people. And America's second biggest export. We out here. Hip hop. It's on a global platform now. It surpassed rock as the number one listened to genre in America. That's fucking crazy to me. Because, you know, hip hop has such a rocky past. Such a rocky past. To see where it's at today. So I say fucking bravo. And if you want to be a rapper, I know people like to hate people, be like, oh, he's trying to be a rapper. Yo, look, if you want to be a rapper, by all means, do it. I would love to be a rapper. I probably will still try at some point. But you got to go where you can. And money is popping off because nowadays you don't have to have a label. Like, you can legitimately cook up a song with your homies. You over here working at McDonald's. You can cook up a song with your homies. Throw that bitch on SoundCloud. Wait a couple months, go to jail, come out, and oh shit, your song is popping. Like, it happens almost overnight in a lot of cases. So I'm not mad at somebody who wants to go ahead and take a stab at it. Because when I tell you I will happily be a one-hit wonder, I will happily be a one-hit wonder. Give me my one hit. Give me that one. Because I could fuck around and be a Sir Mix-a-Lot and just eat and eat and eat and eat for the rest of my fucking life off my one. People be remixing it, throwing it in commercials, referencing it in pop culture. Shit. Give me my one hit. Not mad at the idea. Collect my couple millions off of that doo-doo track I scraped up when I was with the homies, bullshitting, accidentally coming to a couple million bucks, you know. So I'm not mad whatsoever. Anyone who wants to be a rapper, but like, if you're gonna be out here trying to be a rapper, try to do something different, man. Like, come on, dog. Do we need any more Lils? I don't think we need any more Lils. None. No more Lils. No Lil Skies. No Lil Xan. You know? No more Lils. Please. That's my only request. You know? Make your hit. Get your money. And move along. It's this simple. That's all it is to it. But Rap is good nowadays. There are a lot of people in rap that are bringing it back to core hip hop value, experimental shit. You know, I would say a couple of artists you should give a try if you're trying to get this real hip hop thing going on. I'm gonna say, Injury Reserve. Go Injury Reserve and listen to some of their shit. They have pretty dope music videos too. But Injury Reserve, JPEG Mafia. JPEG Mafia is also really good. Let's see who else. Some real rap or just some artists. Let's do SmiNo. You'll like SmiNo. SmiNo is good. And this is some Tacoma, Washington shit. Try out Ugly Frank. Ugly Frank. Or Ugly Frank of I'll Fight You. They are a Tacoma group. Repping for Tacoma. You know. I was just turned on to their music, even though I've been here for decades. More like a decade and a half. Yeah. Well, almost two decades, but I just kind of started listening to their music, and they're local, they're real local, like at the bar local, and so I had a fanboy out a little bit when I seen them, but, you know, they're doing their thing, they're out here and they're about to blow up. And that's another thing, is like, you'll see them with pictures of Sid from the internet, you know? So all of this comes to full circle. So like, if I could make, like, say $5,000 more this year than what I'm already making off of rap, I'd say I made it. Because that is a livable wage off of rap, doing what you want to do, you know? And plus, think about all the connections you'd make, the fans you get along the way. It's like, it's a whole journey. It's great. I would love to be a rapper, like I said, but I just, first off, I need a name, and I have no clue on how to even fathom. Like, I don't know. But, I mean, I'm thinking of it. So give the boy some time. And watch, the mixtape will be coming out soon, and it's gonna be fire emojis. All the fire emojis. Y'all are gonna want all the smoke. You want it. Trust. Well,